WBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. Nigeria, the election Saturday, the 25th. The election is a new start for a country that's riddled with talk of corruption and influence peddling and disorder. The candidates, we state them again because the results will be coming in over a matter of days. Gregory, the candidate, the president right now, Buhari, is generally condemned as not having reined in or perhaps participated in the corruption. However, the choice now is between men who have been powerful and men who are rising powerful. Let's begin with Peter Obi. What does he represent in Nigeria's election cycle?
Peter Obi represents the southeast, if you like, of Nigeria. He's an Igbo. He has support in the among the urban youth, and the urban youth are predominantly represented in cities like Lagos, Port Harcourt, and the like. So he's got a regionally limited appeal, and the question is going to be whether he can get past thresholds, which is a minimum of 25% of the vote in about 24 of the 36 states of Nigeria, including as well as the Federal Capital Territory. So he is very much a populist. He has been saying all the right things. He's very smart. He only adopted, the mantle of the very tiny Labour Party because he was refused as a candidate for the vice presidency in the People's Democratic Party. So it's not as though he is ideologically committed to anybody. He's very inexperienced. He's had a governorship of a small state, and that's about it. He's had no federal experience. His educational credentials and so on have been questioned. He hasn't been widely attacked on corruption like some of the others have, but particularly the former Lagos governor, Tinubu.
Oh, well, let's go to Tinubu, because you speak well of Peter Obi, but Peter Obi is not as widely known outside the large cities. You've educated me to understand. Bola Tinubu, he represents the ruling party. He's the candidate of the rulers.
That's correct. He is the All Progressives Congress candidate, and that's the party of the incumbent president, Buhari. And President Buhari apparently did not favor having Tinubu as his successor and was not his chosen candidate for this successor. So basically, there's a lot of hostility between Buhari and Tinubu, and this has shown in the last few weeks to be have an incredibly divided APC. Tinubu himself also has a strong history of corruption, and in fact, there's no way that his wealth could have been amassed any other way. He did do a plea deal with the U.S. courts over narcotics trafficking when he was living in the United States in Chicago, I think it was, and he basically settled with the courts to avoid a jail time, but it doesn't look good for him. He's also being regarded as mentally not up to the challenge. He certainly wouldn't go into any debates with any of the other candidates. He's been very weak on policy. They've resorted to saying that the election system is going to be manipulated and is corrupted and so on, and yet it's his party that's controlling the whole election apparatus.
Let's turn to the third strong candidate, Atiku Abubakar, who is called Atiku. He's a northern candidate, correct?
I wouldn't say Atiku Abubakar is a northern candidate. Yes, he was born in the north, and he is a Muslim. He has, as a Muslim, several wives, and those wives are all from other areas of Nigeria. He has demonstrated that he is the only Nigerian candidate, the only one who is a pan-Nigerian. He has advocated literally the national unity over the divisiveness which the others have preached of the regions. It's, you know, saying it's our turn in the south, it's our turn in Lagos, it's our turn in the cities, whatever. It's our turn to have Christians instead of Muslims. And by the way, he's got a Christian running mate. So Atiku has been very, very strong. He was former vice president and former senator, so he has international experience. He also has coherent and detailed plans for when he gets into office. And I think
we have 30 seconds, Gregory. Go ahead.
I think he's the one to beat. It may go to a runoff with Obi. I think Tinubu is now washed out. So, but Atiku is the one who's got a truly national presence and a national agenda. He is the one who is likely to bring Nigeria into the 21st century in a way which we have not seen yet in Africa. He has got a dynamic vision for the country.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher, Defense and Foreign Affairs. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.